Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to today's edition of the news show. It's Friday.
Yeah!
All right, Friday, November 14th, 2014. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Facebook has been busy making a lot of changes to its terms of service today, but what folks in the UK may not realize is that there was a little thing in that announcement that was buried way back. Although, it's good. It's a good thing. Now, this has been offered in the US for a little while now, but now it's coming to the UK, Australia, Canada, France, Germany, and Ireland. What is it that I'm talking about? You now have more control over the ads you see in your timeline.
Yay!
The tool is designed to explain why you're seeing specific ads. It also lets you dismiss them, and it can also allow you to see more ads if you really want to. Now, while this means you have more control over your feed and what you're seeing, be a bit warned, Facebook can also use your feedback to learn more about your likes and dislikes. As always, it's a little give and take from Facebook. They usually do the taking. Ofcom in the UK has released a report of the performance of 3G and 4G connectivity across the UK for major operators. What it's found is EE and Vodafone deliver higher than average 4G speeds, but 3, on the other hand, it's lagging. The overall average 4G speed in the UK is 15.1 megabits per second. EE clocked in at 18.4 megabits per second on average, and O2 came in just slightly under that at 15.6 megabits per second. So what was 3's? That's what everybody wants to know. A sad 10.7 megabits per second. Shame on you, 3. B Sky B. Well, the B stands for Be Gone Now. Most British households have known B Sky B since 1990. But from now on, it's simply just gonna be Sky. The company just completed its deal to buy Sky Italia from 21st Century Fox and snapped up 57% of Sky Deutschland. Now, mind you, the name still needs to be approved by all the shareholders. But hey, we're talking about Sky and Murdoch here, aren't we? With that much money floating around, it's gonna go through. Sony and PlayStation are ready to invade your living room with the PlayStation View. V-U-E, PlayStation View. It sounds like a Bob Dylan song. Come play the PlayStation View, please. The beta version of Sony's cloud TV service is launching this month. Woohoo! Now, it will initially be offered as an invite-only service at first for PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4 users in the U.S. It'll then launch on the iPad, followed by other Sony and non-Sony devices. Funny, it's launching on the iPad first before a Sony device. And if you're talking about content, Sony's got the content. They signed deals with CBS, Discovery, Fox, NBC Universal, Viacom, many others. Sony has yet to confirm pricing for the cloud TV service. One thing we hope for, though, it'll be more impressive than Sony's PlayStation TV set-top box, that's for sure. We've got smartphones, we got smart watches. What else smart things do we need? How about smart earrings? Ear-O-Smart is what these things are called, and supposedly they can take the place of both health bands and heart rate monitoring earbuds from makers like LG and SMS Audio. These accessories have the technology to monitor not only your heart rate, but also calories burned and activity levels by shining an LED right into your flesh and measuring the light reflected by your blood. Sounds invasive, doesn't it? Well, then again, it is an earring. You're poking that thing right through your skin. They then transmit bursts of data via Bluetooth to an iPhone or an Android smartphone. Earo-Smart's hoping to get their project off the ground with their Kickstarter page. They're hoping to raise $26,500. That seems a little cheap, doesn't it? They say it's actually just to help improve on its battery life. If you donate a minimum pledge of $110, you can get a pair of the simple white earrings. Or jack it up $23 extra, and you can get a kit that lets you create your own design. The Kickstarter is a Canadian startup. It's from Biosensi Technologies, and they hope to get these things headed out the door by June of 2015. Just the battery life. Well, if they figure it out, maybe Apple can give these guys a call for their watch. And finally, I bet you thought that last one was going to be the and finally. No, this is the and finally. Drones. We love drones. Heck, we've even got a show on BTN about drones, The Drone Show. We got a new episode out this week, by the way. Go check it out. But we want our drones to be almost invisible. We want them to literally decompose when they crash land. Huh? Yeah, the folks over at NASA are taking some mushrooms and they're making them into drones. The main airframe of the craft is made from a root-like fungi material, which is then coated in a plant-based kind of thing. It just makes it sturdy is what it does. And I know you're thinking, well, what about the propellers and the circuitry and all that? Well, much of the circuitry is printed using silver nanoparticle ink, which means it'll break down. So what's the point of these drones? Well, they want them to be sturdy but yet biodegradable, so when they crash behind enemy lines, nobody will find them. Now, a few parts still need to be made of non-biodegradable materials, aka the battery, but at least the craft would be completely unidentifiable by the time it was found. So all you drone enthusiasts out there, start saving your mushrooms. You've got a new project to aim for. If you got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website, too, at britishtechnetwork.com. You can find us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Now, we've got the Mac Show coming your way today, live at 3 p.m. UK time. Got a great panel coming your way today. Andy Anako is going to be on the show today. Michael Rose is going to be on the show today. TJ Minotaur is going to be on the show today. Adam Christensen and Will Green will also probably be dropping by as well. And I'm going to be on the show, too. All right, so it was a good panel until I showed up. Sorry about that. That's the Mac Show today, 3 p.m. UK time, live right here on the British Tech Network. And that wraps up today's edition and your entire week of the news show. Hope you've had a great week. Hope you have a kick butt Friday. And thank you so much for listening.